This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to PTI, everybody. We will get to the sports headlines of the day in a moment, but we begin today with yesterday's storming of the Capitol and its impact across the country. Now, we are a sports show, so let's start with perspective from Doc Rivers and Steve Kerr.
You saw the protests in the summer, and you saw the riots, the police and the National Guard and the Army, and then you see this and you saw nothing. It basically proves the point about a privileged life, in a lot of ways. I'll say it because I don't think a lot of people want to. Could you imagine today if those were all Black people storming the Capitol and what would have happened?
A blatant display of the inequity in our country. And I think given that the vast majority of players in our league are African-American, it can only affect every single one of them deeply. It affects all of us deeply, but especially if you're an African-American and you've had to deal with this type of injustice in your entire life.
Those are some of their feelings, Mike. What are yours?
Tony, my feelings are very similar to theirs. And Doc Rivers and Steve Kerr talked in part there about the feeling of people like me. And I was relieved and thrilled. First of all, yesterday I spent outraged. There was some depression and sadness, but mostly outrage, Tony, anger. And today to hear President-elect Joe Biden say he cited a clear failure to carry out equal justice. And he was obviously referring to protesters being met by much more resistance, peaceful protesters, not armed that we know of, protesters during the summer met by much more obvious resistance, physical resistance, than these thugs in the U.S. Capitol yesterday. And that was an outrage. And to hear Steve Kerr and Doc Rivers note that, I mean, it's obvious, but it still needs to be said, Tony. And so when you make that comparison, that's part of the important thing here. And you and I live in Washington, D.C., primarily. And we are familiar with that scene walking east on Pennsylvania Avenue and what it looks like as you head toward the capital of the United States. And to see people just scaling and climbing and doing this and being met with so little resistance. And the president-elect said this as well. This was a dark day in American history. When you think of the only other time this happening being 1812 in a war with another country. And so I sit here today and I've been obsessed by it. I watched basketball last night, but I was obsessed by what is going on in our country. And again, angry at much of it.
So my primary emotion yesterday was sadness. Like you, I've lived in Washington for over 40 years now. And I remember when I first got here, I would delight in taking my high school friends, my college friends, when they visited. We would drive down to the White House and we would drive down to the Capitol. Those two buildings in particular, because I thought those were the essential buildings of democracy. And you could walk around then. Now, after 9/11, you can't do that. And I understand that there's a difference. But I find myself every once in a while driving down there because they are such beautiful buildings and they represent something to me and to most people that's very, very important. When I saw the people in the Capitol last night, when I saw the security breached completely, I went, how does this happen? And I think some of the senators might have felt the same way because I watched many senators speak to that very point last night. People might say, Mike, it's just a building, but I think it's more than a building. Walmart is a building. CVS is a building. This is the capital of the United States of America. To me, this is a living, breathing organism in which the great aspirations of democracy take place. I'm not going to go on and on here. People who've watched the show for 20 years know where I am politically. I will just say this, that I really agreed completely with the lead editorial in the Washington Post today, that this government, this one right now, this one has to go.
Tony,
let me get back
let
to
me
sports.
Jump in. Let me make one, quick,
you,
me make
you
one
were,
quick point.
Go ahead.
You mentioned these buildings not
sure.
being Walmart. That's a great analogy, Tone, because so many more people were so much more upset, it seemed to me outwardly, because a shoe store was broken into or, you know, a store that sold electronics over the summer. We're talking about the United States Capitol. And I don't know that I hear as much outrage, Tony. And what scares me, what really scares me more than the thugs carrying all sorts of things, including being armed, into those chambers or trying to get in there, what scares me more than that is tens of millions of people are fine with this. Tens of millions of people voiced that they're okay with the current administration just over a month ago. So I don't know where we go from here. It leaves me not just angry, but depressed and not encouraged about the immediate future, even though there will be a new president in whatever it is now, 13, 14 days. Tens of millions expressed what side they were on already very recently, and I don't think enough of them disagree with the thugs in the U.S. Capitol yesterday for my comfort level.
Where you and I are going to go right now is we're going to go to sports. We're going to go to what you were doing last night because you said you watched some basketball.
I did.
Were working the pregame last night. Did you have any sense that maybe the games were not going to be played?
Tone, I didn't have any sense that they weren't, but I thought they might not be, or at least the one. Remember, the Boston Celtics were on the court. You know, Boston, Miami were getting ready to play, and we were leading into that Stephen A. Smith show. Basketball predominant show was leading into SportsCenter, was leading into that game, and there was nobody on the court. And when you look up, even with 10 minutes to go before the game, before the tip, and there's nobody there, and you know what happened this summer. We all remember what happened when players said, wait a minute, this real life situation that we're in, as urgent as it is more important than playing this game. And they said no. And we had a brief stoppage of play for whatever it was, a couple of days. In the NBA and WNBA, I thought it was possible last night that Boston-Miami game would not be played. Clearly, the Celtics had some conversations. They decided, if my timing is accurate here, about 5 minutes before the scheduled tip that they would play the game. But given the awareness of the NBA players and their willingness to act, I wasn't sure that that game was going to come off.
Well, let's talk about one of the games that was played last night. And that was the Warriors and the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard played in a back-to-back for the first time since April of 2017 when he was on San Antonio. No load management now. Leonard says he feels healthy. He scored 31 points as the Clippers beat the Warriors. Wilbon, how significant is it for the Clippers to have a Kawhi Leonard who is willing to play every night?
Well, Tony, first of all, it's great for the Clippers to have a Kawhi Leonard who's healthy enough to play every night. As I told you, starting in Toronto, people were talking about load management and they were missing a bigger story. Kawhi Leonard, given what had happened with his leg previously, the reason he wasn't even in San Antonio anymore and had gone to Toronto, that was precipitated by a long dispute with his team, with the Spurs, about how he felt and how healthy he was. So having him healthy is the most important thing. Secondly, the Clippers have a lot to prove. This is about the Clipper dynamic to me, not about, oh, maybe players are backing off on load management. No. The Clippers, they better play, they better be damn good, and they're out of excuses. Not Kawhi Leonard, but Paul George and that team. They're out of excuses, so they better get it moving. And to me, this is about the dynamic of what's going on with the Clippers more than it is star players in the NBA.
So I'm going to refer back to our friend Doc Rivers, who opened the show. I wonder if Doc is thinking, I wish he would have played for me last year. I wish he would have played two games in a row for me last year. I might even still be there. It's not so much that I'm going to disagree, but you know my position on this. It's why I respect Michael Jordan and LeBron James so much, because they play every night, because they honor the ticket-buying public, because each one says, well, maybe some guy in section 304 is never going to get the chance to see me again. Let's look at LeBron this year. You and I thought he might not even play till March. He's 8 for 8. He's played every game so far. It's one of the reasons I'm not crazy about Kawhi Leonard, but in fact, if you say, does it make a big difference, he played 60 out of 82 with Toronto, and they won the championship. So what more do you want? They won the championship.
Well, But again, they won the championship. The Clippers didn't win the championship, and that soundbite from Doc wasn't coming from Staples Center. And so, but I believe
that's right.
I believe in my heart that Doc Rivers knew what Kawhi Leonard's physical situation was, and he wasn't interested in him playing back-to-back as much as he was being healthy when they got to the playoffs. And so they couldn't get through that. I don't know how healthy he was or was not by the time they got to the playoffs. But, Tony, the Clippers still, the Clippers are on the clock. They got a lot to prove still. Let's move to baseball, where new Mets owner Steve Cohen just made his first big move, Tony. The Mets, the team of your youth, dealt for Cleveland shortstop Francisco Lindor and right-handed starter Carlos Carrasco. In Lindor, the Mets get a four-time All-Star who's averaged nearly 30 home runs a year while winning two gold gloves. Cleveland saves $44 million in payroll, which we don't care about. Tone, how much does this deal do for your Mets, especially as the 27-year-old Lindor has just 1 year left on his existing contract?
So here's what it says. It says that the new owner not only has money, but he's willing to spend money. He's willing to go around baseball and find out what great players are dissatisfied where they are and want to come and make some money in New York. He's going to act like a big market owner at this point, and he's basically saying to the Yankees, it's a two-horse town. I'm going to bend down. I'm going to hold this up because this was the team of my youth, the New York Mets. Look at that, okay? Not
Whose
anymore, but then.
What player did you rip off of that death jacket?
Tom Seaver.
Who'd you get
now,
that?
The best of all time. Best of all time, Tom Seaver. So here's the thing about Lindor. Lindor is right in his prime. Lindor, since 2015, is something like number one among shortstops in home runs, number one in extra base hits, and number two in RBI. This has the feel of Mookie Betts going to the Dodgers because the Red Sox couldn't afford him. Cleveland can't afford Lindor. He goes to the Mets. Let's see what happens.
Well, it certainly has the feel of a new uber-rich owner stepping in saying, I'm going to flex. I'm going to address the farm system, which had been apparently in tatters, and I'm going to address the big club, and we got to deal with the back page and the New York Post and all that junk that you know much more about in New York than I do as you try to take on the Yankees.
Yep.
And that's interesting, Tony. I wonder about a team like Cleveland, because I was there for Game 7 in Cleveland when the Cubs beat the Indians, and the Indians are that close to a World Series victory, and Lindor is at the center of it, and now he's not. So what does this mean for small market teams? We always wind up asking that. What does it mean for small market teams like Miami when the Marlins have to sell off assets? And, you know, Milwaukee hasn't had to do that much of that, but also the Cleveland Indians now. What does it mean for just somebody other than your Mets? You're cheating on the Nationals now, just let me say that.
No, it's not my Mets anymore. Look, Lindor is a very, very popular player among his teammates and among the city in Cleveland, and he can do the same thing with the Mets. Let's take a break, but coming up, Bradley Beal says he was mad after scoring 60 points in a loss last night. Should he be mad?
And we've got five quarterbacks over the age of 35 who will be playing this weekend. Which one should we expect the most from? I feel bad for Cleveland.
Keep your eye on the NL East, baby. The NL East is the toughest division in all of baseball. NL East.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple, part of Happy Hour.
Time for our fourth Mail Time segment of the week. If yours didn't That's make our air, it must be terrible. Absolutely terrible. Here's what's Mask first. Up. Bradley Beal says he's mad after scoring 60 in a loss. Should he be?
Yes, they lost a game. That's what has to matter. Bradley Beal's had a lot of big scoring games. He was second in the NBA in scoring last year at about 30 points per game. Bradley Beal's been in a few tough early round playoff games, but not any late, truly late round playoff games. He wants to win. That's why they got Russell Westbrook now. That team should be better. I got them making the playoffs. Yes, he should be mad. I love Bradley Beal's attitude last night.
Yeah, so I got into that game with about 8 minutes to go. I just landed on it. It was close, one-point game, tie game. And the announcer said Bradley Beal had 57 through three quarters. So I stayed with that game. Bradley Beal went 1-for-6 in the fourth quarter. I don't care how many points you score. If in a close game you don't win the game, if you want to be mad at anybody, be mad at yourself. Because Joel Embiid in the last 5 minutes had 11 points and three assists. They lose all the time.
Who did you just praise?
Joel Embiid, who I don't even like.
Yeah.
Which old quarterback do you expect the most from this weekend? Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, or Alex Smith?
Well, the only one who has pretty much consistently looked like himself for some reasonable facsimile is TB12, the golden boy, the GOAT, Tom Brady. I mean, Ben is, 38 years old now, and he's been knocked around a lot. Drew Brees had 47 cracked ribs, and we know about Alex Smith, and a person that I root for. A couple of guys in that group, but Alex Smith, more than anybody else, Tom Brady, Tone, that's who we expect the most from, and I know you're going to agree with that.
Yeah, the bar is set highest for him because he had 40 touchdown passes at 43 years old. It's like shooting your age in golf. Maybe the most remarkable year ever. It's Tom Brady. We're just happy Alex Smith is upright. And Philip Rivers from
happy.
San Diego and from a dome in Buffalo. Well, all right, that's enough email. Probably forever. Let's take one last break, but still to come, where does the injury to Markelle Fultz leave the Magic?
That's something else that's depressing in our show today.
What are you Markelle
Fultz
though?
Getting hurt. Man, you agree that with Aaron Donald that the Rams have all the right pieces, Tone? All the pieces.
No.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, kids. Happy 24th birthday, Lamar Jackson. Jackson has been brilliant during the regular season. He was league MVP last year, passing for a league-high 36 touchdowns, which is saying something since most people think he's a bigger threat as a runner. Last year, Jackson set the NFL record for rushing yards by a quarterback with 1,206. This season, Jackson went over 1,000 yards again, making him the first quarterback to ever do it twice. When John Harbaugh chose Jackson over Joe Flacco, it changed the Ravens' offense, making it high octane, the way Louisville was when Jackson won the Heisman Trophy there in 2016. But Jackson has yet to win a playoff game. He's 0-2, and in those two games, he has three interceptions and two fumbles. Last year, the Ravens were knocked out of the playoffs in a big upset by Tennessee. This Sunday, they meet again in Nashville, and all eyes will be on Lamar Jackson to see if he can win a big game against a good team.
Time for him to have not just a good game, but a great one, Tony. And doesn't it seem like he's been around for like 7 or 8 years, and he should be more like 28, 29 years old? Man, still unbelievably young.
Happy anniversary, Matt Flynn. On this day 13 years ago, Flynn led the LSU Tigers to a 38-24 victory over Ohio State in the national championship game. Flynn threw four touchdown passes, and Les Miles was the winning coach. Remember him? Flynn was drafted in the 7th round by Green Bay, where he had his one shining moment. In 2011, Flynn started the final game of the season as Aaron Rodgers rested. Flynn led the Packers to a 45-41 win over Detroit, throwing for 480 yards and six touchdowns, both of which were single-game records for the Packers. Fueled by that one game, Flynn signed a 3-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks for $20.5 million, $9 million guaranteed. Flynn went to camp and was beaten out for the quarterback job by a rookie named Russell Wilson. And the rest, as they say, is history. Flynn's last season in the NFL was 2015. He was with the Saints, but he didn't play. He started 7 games in his career, 6 in Green Bay and 1 in Oakland.
Tony, please let your son, all of us, grow up to be a backup quarterback. I mean, you can just hold the clipboard and you'll be fine for the rest of your life.
Happy trails, Markelle Fultz. The former overall number one pick continues to be snake bit in the NBA. He's out for the entire season now with a torn ACL in his left knee, suffered last night just 5 minutes into the game against Cleveland. Fultz was driving at the time, got cut off by Cleveland's Isaac Okoro, and his knee buckled without contact. Fultz, you'll remember, was a bust in Philadelphia, seeming to forget how to shoot entirely because of a nerve ailment. He was traded to Orlando in 2019 and appeared to blossom there. He averaged 12 points and 5 assists a game last season. Orlando gave Fultz a 3-year, $50 million extension last month, and he was posting his best numbers this season. Through 7 games, Fultz was averaging 14.3 points, 6.1 assists. Fultz tweeted out, quote, "I'm going to approach this recovery with all my heart and be the best teammate I can be to this organization. Faithful to the grind," unquote.
Tony, Fultz was really putting up some nice numbers recently. People come back from this injury seemingly all the time to get to 100% or damn close to it, and we wish him the best.
Quick to the big finish, Alabama wide receiver Jaylen Waddle returned to practice and is a game-time decision for Monday. Is that a big deal?
If you can't cover Devontae Smith by himself, how are you going to cover Smith and Waddle if you're Ohio State or anybody? That's a tough assignment. Hope he's back. The Falcons interviewed Panthers OC Joe Brady for their head coaching job. Would he be a good choice?
He was Joe Burrow's guy at LSU. Chase Young says he won't apologize for saying he wants Tom Brady. You like that, right?
Yes, he was on the field. He didn't sit and do this in some interview. Stop it, people. Aaron Donald says the Rams have, quote, all the pieces to the puzzle. You agree?
Do they have the quarterback? Not sure yet. Last one, BYU at number one, Gonzaga tonight. You smell an upset?
Not really. I think Gonzaga's really good. BYU won last year, but, you know, that was last year, Tony.
We're out of time. Try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the Apple Podcasts.
PTI. The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.